Olivia's getting? Bill brought home the cutest little china tea set for her last night. I can't wait till we have tea parties together.
A tea set's sort of an unusual toy for a future governor.
Oh, well, Mary Jo can't very well give her a briefcase to play with.
Oh, I know. I'm just giving you a hard time, Charlene. You know, it's tough keeping sexism out of the toy box. I mean, you know, what with all the commercials on TV and the stuff their friends have. I tried to balance it. Every time Claudia got a doll, I'd get her a little matchbox car. And then every time Quint got a ball, I'd give him some kind of little artsy, craftsy thing.
And what happened?
They swapped.
Hey, you can't fight chromosomes. Little boys like little boy things, little girls like little girl things.
Anthony, that's not always true.
Well, now, most of my toys were passed on to me by girl cousins. Without even thinking about it, I turned them into boy toys. You know, Barbie makes one fine ballistic missile when you launch it with a slingshot.
Well, this is somebody's lucky day. I got extra tickets to that charity benefit at Theater of the Stars. Now, all we have to do is figure out a fair way to decide who gets to go with me.
What charity is it for?
Well, how would I know? I didn't buy them. They were given to me.
Giving away tickets for a charity event. Now, that's a novel way to raise money.
Don't you know how these things work? They give away tickets to local celebrities like me. Then once everybody hears I'm attending, everybody wants to go.
Yes, I'm familiar with this ploy. Attention Kmart shoppers. Suzanne Sugarbaker has been spotted in aisle 5.
Well, you can take me out of the running, Suzanne. I have too little time with Bill and Olivia as it is.
You can cross me off the list, too. I have to help Quint finish his science project. We're painting the digestive tract tonight.
Well, Julia, I guess it's you and me.
I'm sorry, Suzanne. That's the only night Reese and I have together this week. We just plan to stay in.
Oh, poo. Y'all always have something else to do.
Suzanne, this may come as a surprise to you, but we do not exist to provide you with a 24-hour escort service. We have our own schedules, we have our own friends, we have our own lives to lead.
Yeah, well, I think that stinks.
Well, Suzanne, why don't you call up some other girlfriends?
Because, Charlene, if you must know, I don't have any other girlfriends. You three are it.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
You didn't hurt my feelings. I got used to it a long time ago. And somebody like me can't have girlfriends. Let's face it. Other women are just jealous of my looks. Anyway, all this friendship stuff is an excuse women use to borrow accessories.
Suzanne, I am sure somewhere in that big black address book of yours is the name of one woman who'd get through the evening with you without knocking you down and snatching your earrings.
Well, let's see. Well, she'd have to be nearly as pretty as me so she wouldn't feel insecure. That narrows it down. I mean, I don't want to walk around with a complete dog, but then, on the other hand, I don't want someone who's going to divert any male attention from me either. Now, let's see. Oh, here's one. Biddy Carson, Miss Congeniality, 2 years running. She's a little slow, but I like that in a woman.
Or there's,
Oh, here's a possibility. Marion Beckwith Baker. That girl was a wizard with dippity-doo.
Or there's,
Eugenia Weeks. I trusted her to spray my backside before the swimsuit competition.
She did what?
You know, sprayed my rear end with glue so my suit wouldn't ride up.
Well, if that isn't up close and personal, I don't know what is.
Eugenia Weeks, isn't she that TV weather girl who replaced that guy who used to go, "Hello, Georgia"?
Yeah, I watched her last night. She says it was gonna storm today, and look at it, sunny and beautiful.
She is wrong a lot.
Oh, please, what does Eugenia know about the weather? I mean, in the talent competition, she tap danced in toe shoes. You know, I mean, she was gonna twirl these fire batons, too, while she did it, but then that didn't happen.
Decided to go with the monologue from Hedda Gabler, did she?
If you must know, Mary Jo, she gave her fire batons to me. Mine had mysteriously disappeared moments before I was supposed to go on. Just as Will Schreiner was reading off my name, Eugenia kind of ran up to me and put her fire batons in my hands. She said I needed them more than she did. I went on to win. She didn't even make finalist. That girl sacrificed herself for me.
My gosh, what a beautiful story.
Well, I think that's sweet.
Yeah, well, I like to pay people back. Mostly I like to pay them back for the mean things they do to me. But, you know, there's no reason you can't pay them back for the nice ones, too. Eugenia Weeks may have lost that contest, but 15 years later, she's going to get a prize. She's going to get to be my friend for at least one night.
Kind of makes you wonder what second prize is, doesn't it?
I wonder which lucky woman won the Spend an Evening with Suzanne Sugarbaker contest.
Well, after hearing the incredibly moving tale of the fire batons, my money's on the weather girl.
Isn't it just like Suzanne to call up three women out of the blue after 15 years and expect them to drop everything and be her friend?
I don't know, Julie. It might work. I mean, Suzanne and her ilk operate in a completely different dimension than we do. The pageant zone. And for all we know, those girls have been sitting in that isolation booth for 15 years just waiting for it to knock.
Hi, everybody. This is my friend, Eugenia Weeks. Hi. Eugenia, that's my sister, Julia, and that's Mary Jo, and that's Charlene.
Boy, you're looking better in person than you do on TV.
Well, thanks.
I just love the way you say, let's watch the map in motion.
That's pretty good.
Well, thanks.
Good morning.
Oh, and this is Anthony. He's the ex-con I rehabilitated. Anthony, this is my friend, Eugenia.
Hey, what happened to that big storm you promised us?
Took another path. Dumped 3 inches of rain on the Ohio Valley. But we're tracking another big storm headed this way.
Well, I'll be prepared. That's something that Suzanne emphasized when she rehabilitated me.
So did you two make it to the theater last night?
Oh, yes, it was fabulous.
And guess what? Eugenia's taking me to the Atlanta Broadcasting Council's dinner tomorrow night.
Well, you're kidding. That's a big deal. You're going to get to see all the local TV stars.
Yeah, and they're going to get to see me. Isn't she wonderful? I mean, it's like we were never separated.
Well, I guess once you've sprayed glue on somebody's behind, you're just bonded for life.
I am so glad Suzanne called when she did. I sure didn't want to go to that big dinner all alone. Yeah, my lover and I broke up a few weeks ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, hey, relationships are hard. Probably didn't help much that I'm on TV. You know, I couldn't even go into the Pink Giraffe for brunch without everybody hitting on me.
The Pink Giraffe?
Uh-huh.
You know, I can't go into restaurants either without everybody bothering me. Seems like I know everybody, everybody knows me.
Well, I am really looking forward to tomorrow night. I haven't been feeling like going out much lately. Seems like the only places I go anymore are to work and, of course, my sisters and Sappho meetings.
Eugenia, why don't you take off your coat and stay a while?
No, I'm due down at the station. I just came by to see where you worked. Drinks at 5 tonight, right?
You bet.
I'll see you then. I am so glad you called. Everybody else from the pageant circuit won't have anything to do with me since I came out.
Well, that's the silliest thing I ever heard. I'm glad you came out. I don't know why you didn't do it in your teens, but better late than never.
Bless your heart. It was a pleasure meeting all of you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Isn't she a sweetheart? You know, if all the women in the world were like her, I'd have no trouble finding girlfriends.
Well, I think that's the understatement of the decade.
What's so funny?
Nothing. We're just pleasantly surprised that you're being so open-minded.
Oh, well, I'm not like those other pageant people giving her the cold shoulder just because she came out so late. I'll let you in on a little secret, though. You know, some beauty queens can be a little petty. But, I mean, what do I care if she's the world's oldest living debutante?
Suzanne, I don't think that that's what she meant by coming out.
Suzanne, you do realize that Eugenia swings the other way, don't you?
Oh, sure. What does that mean?
He means Eugenia is a lesbian, Suzanne.
Oh, I can't believe you people. You just met the woman, already you're bad-mouthing her.
I don't think it's bad-mouthing to call her a lesbian when she just stood here and told us.
When did she tell us?
Suzanne, most heterosexual women do not refer to their partner as lover. Also, the Pink Giraffe is a lesbian bar and restaurant.
Well, how do you know?
Well, Suzanne, everybody knows that.
Well, I didn't. Until Bill and I went there one Sunday for brunch.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous. Who ever heard of a lesbian debutante?
Suzanne, when she said coming out, she didn't mean at a cotillion. She meant from the closet.
Suzanne, she is gay. I mean, what did you think she meant when she mentioned Sappho?
I didn't know. I thought it was a detergent.
Well, it's not. Sappho is a woman.
Okay, all right. Well, who is she? Is she somebody's maid?
No, Suzanne, Sappho was a famous Greek poet and also a famous Greek lesbian.
Oh, well, excuse me. I do not happen to be up on homosexual history and my latest lesbian lingo. Oh, I can't believe this. I trusted her to spray glue on my butt. She probably liked it. Oh, my Lord. What do you think she meant by the little hug at the door?
She probably meant thank you for being a kind and supportive friend and for accepting her for who and what she is.
Well, she's got a surprise coming. I mean, my goodness. It's one thing to go to the theater with her. At least it was dark, you know. But, I mean, what's everybody going to think if I go to that dinner with her tomorrow night? Oh, no. That's it. I can't go. No.
Now, Suzanne, you said you wanted to do something nice to repay her, and she obviously really wants to take a friend to dinner. I mean, come on, what's the big deal?
Well, I'm just going to have to tell her it drinks tonight. Oh, my gosh, drinks tonight. She asked me to meet her in a bar. Oh, well, forget that. No. I couldn't set foot into one of those places.
Oh, Suzanne, loosen up. It's the 90s.
Yeah, well, it's not the gay 90s. Anthony, would you go to a lesbian bar?
No, Suzanne, I think I'd be a little conspicuous.
Suzanne, I realize you've had something of a surprise, but you can go and meet this woman as agreed upon and talk with her. It doesn't much matter where it is.
Yeah, really, don't be silly. I mean, she's just a friend. It's just a bar. You're making too much out of this.
Like you'd go?
I think I would.
You know, I had pretty good eggs Benedict at the Pink Giraffe. I mean, wasn't that big a deal?
Well, sure, you had Bill with you, but you wouldn't go with a woman.
Yeah, well, I might, and I think you should.
I think we're all agreed.
Fine. I'm glad you all are so enlightened and liberal and what have you. And since you all feel that way, you can just go with me. See you there. 5:00. Oh, and by the way, the name of the place that we're meeting at tonight is Uncle Gertrude's. Okay, remember, when Eugenia gets here, I'm just gonna tell her that something came up, and I can't make it to the broadcaster's dinner. And you all are going to back me up, and then we'll just get the hell out of here. Oh, my Lord. What if I was just to keel over with a heart attack right now? Couldn't you see the headlines? Former Miss Georgia U.S. dies in lesbian bar.
Please, Suzanne, just be quiet and relax. Take deep breaths.
Are you crazy? You want somebody to think I'm all hot and bothered over here?
You know, this is a nice place. Bright and airy. Not at all what I expected a lesbian bar to look like. I know this is terrible, but I'd sort of pictured this kind of dark little cave tucked away under a staircase where you need a secret knock to get in. You know, women in gangster suits dancing the tango and pictures of tennis stars all over the walls.
Listen, if this is a lesbian bar, how come those two men just walked in?
Oh, Julia, get hip. They're cross-dressers. One of them is probably Uncle Gertrude.
Hi there. I'm Dana. Welcome to Uncle Gertrude's. This must be your first time. I've never seen any of you in here before. Then what can I get for you, sugar?
I'm a mother.
I beg your pardon?
I'm a nursing mother. I can't drink all the club soda.
Okay. And the rest of us will have white wine.
Coming right up.
Charlene has a girlfriend.
Do not.
Well, she sure was being nice to you.
Yeah, well, I'm the type of person who invites niceness. Everyone's nice to me.
So you're just leading her on.
Stop it, Suzanne.
Oh, Lord, there's a woman over there staring at me.
Brush yourself, Mary Jo. She's coming over. Oh, my Lord. Julia, pretend to be my girlfriend.
I certainly will not.
Excuse me. Don't I know you?
No, I've never been here.
No, I don't mean from here. I think it's from the PTA. Aren't you little Quentin's mother?
Uh-huh.
Well, hi. I'm Juanita Topp, Tiffany's mother.
Hi. Good to see you.
Well, I just thought I'd come over and say hi.
Well, I'm glad you did. See you at the meetings. Can you believe it? I had no idea. I am so naive. Why, for all I know, why, the whole PTA could be full of them.
I hope it's not rude, you know, to be in a gay bar and not be gay. I mean, I'm starting to know how homosexuals must feel, you know, not being able to be open about who they are.
You know, that was really brave of little Tiffany's mother to come over here. And I just acted like a big jerk. I mean, here I am, fretting over whether she's going to tell somebody she saw me here. I mean, why am I so threatened anyway?
You thought she's going to make a pass at you. That's threatening enough for me.
There's one thing you all are forgetting. If one of these women should make a pass at us, all we have to do is respond in the same way we would if a man made an unwelcome advance.
I don't think keep it zipped or lose it means the same to this bunch. Besides, I've seen too many of those women in prison movies to know those big girls don't take no for an answer.
Well, hi. I didn't expect to see you all here. I'm so sorry I'm late. If I leave the manicures 30 seconds before my nails are dry, I'm just full of nicks. Hey, Suzanne, I have an idea. How about after we have lunch tomorrow, we go down to Phipps Plaza and buy new dresses for the broadcaster's dinner? How about it?
Oh, well, Eugenia, now about the broadcasting dinner.
I am so glad you're going with me. You know, I heard there'll be quite a few people from the old pageant days there.
Oh, well, it's just that...
What's the matter? Why are you all acting so uncomfortable?
To be perfectly honest, Eugenia, we are a little bit unnerved, this being our first time in a gay bar.
A gay bar? Whatever gave you that idea? I wouldn't take you to a gay bar.
You mean this isn't a gay... Oh, now I am embarrassed.
No, this place is straight.
Oh. Well, Julie, you don't have to pretend to be my girlfriend anymore.
Then in the afternoon, partly cloudy skies and scattered showers. A broad area...
Okay, everybody, remember, bring your umbrellas tomorrow. Eugenia says it's going to be a great big rainstorm.
Thanks, Charlene. Charlene, you mustn't listen to Eugenia. Eugenia is always wrong.
Well, Julie, if she's always wrong, then what you do is you listen to her, and then you do the opposite.
What if I did something even more radical than that? What if I just looked out the window?
No answer. Well, I tried. Wish I'd talked to her yesterday.
Suzanne, why don't you just go to that dinner tonight? I bet you 90% of the people there do not know Eugenia is gay.
Oh, Julia, I don't even care about that anymore. Have a much better reason for not wanting to go.
Yeah, what's that?
Because Eugenia is in love with me. It's as plain as a pig in a parlor. How can you all not see it?
Oh, Suzanne, you're imagining things.
Mary Jo, she calls me up on the phone. She laughs at my jokes. She invites me to go places.
Oh, no, that does sound suspicious.
Come on, Suzanne. Eugenia's nice. Don't hurt her feelings.
You going?
Oh, Lord, no. No. I'm going to hide out at my health club. You know, maybe if I drop out of sight for a few days, you know, Miss Stormfront will get the message.
Well, I thought Eugenia said you two were having lunch together today. I mean, how's she going to get a hold of you?
She won't. That's why I'm hiding out.
Well, what are we supposed to say when she comes by?
I don't know. Tell her I moved to Japan to be near mother.
Oh, that's too bad. I was kind of hoping that would work out so Suzanne would stop thinking of me as her best girlfriend. That's a role that I would happily relinquish.
Sorry, Anthony. Looks like you retain your status.
Well, there you are, Suzanne.
Oh, what are you doing here? Did they tell you I was in Japan?
Well, no.
Well, I am. You're a bunch of liars.
They told me you were here. Suzanne, I think we need to talk.
I really don't want to talk about this in here. In fact, I don't want to talk about this at all. Now, no, look, hey, no closer. Now, I know this is hard for you, but try and control yourself. Now, I'm sorry, but I'm just going to have to let you down easy now. I like you, Eugenia. I just don't like you that way. Well, I'm never going to be in love with you, so I hope you can accept that and just pick up the shreds in your life and carry on.
Is that what you're worried about, Suzanne? I know you're straight.
How can you tell?
Radar.
I'm glad it shows.
Suzanne, I don't know what you've heard, but gay people are not out to convert the rest of the world. I'm just your friend. And even though I'm free at the moment, doesn't mean I'm desperate enough to go barking up the wrong tree. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. You don't find me attractive.
Suzanne, you are a nut, but a nice nut.
You'd probably go for a more masculine type.
Oh, this is too much. There should be 3 saunas here. One for men, one for women, and one for people like you. I am never coming back here again.
Oh, who cares what you think? You got more problems than lesbians in your sauna!
Guess you gotta put up with a lot of stuff like that, huh?
Not too much. It only really hurts when it comes from friends.
Oh, well, I hope you don't think I'm like that. Listen, I can accept you for what you are. I just don't want you to, you know, direct it towards me.
I assure you it's the last thing on my mind.
Well, you don't have to be insulting. Maybe you can tell me something. I mean, sexually speaking, I don't get it. I mean, what the heck is it you people do?
Actually, Suzanne, I think I'm a lot like you.
What do you mean?
Well, I do whatever is necessary to get whatever I want out of the relationship.
Wait, you know, that just doesn't sound like the girl who gave me her fire batons. I mean, that was so unselfish.
Well, hey, I thought they were out of juice. I couldn't believe it when they still lit up. I figured if I could eliminate you, I could win.
You know, I think we're going to get along okay. You know, I mean, we think an awful lot alike and everything. It just occurred to me, too, if we were to go around together, say to that dinner tonight, well, not only would we be the two most beautiful women in Atlanta, but we wouldn't be cutting into each other's territory, you know? You'd have yours, I'd have mine. That could be okay.
Does that mean we're on for the dinner?
Yeah.
You know, I think we are going to be friends.
Well, sure. Once I get my clothes on. Now, looky here. I am not going to any of those Sisters of Sapphire meetings. That's just strange. But you know what? We can put a man on the moon. Why can't we put one on you? I say we can do it.